quarterback has a game like Ben had Sunday and reacts the way he reacted, do you get involved in, as a pick-me-up guy or a pat-on-the-back guy, or is your relationship with him more schematics, philosophy, mechanics?
I don't know the reaction that he had. I know that it wasn't just the game he had. It was a game we all had, you know, and we obviously weren't good enough. You know, and when you come out on the wrong side of one of those, it's a one you got to eat and chew on for the next few hours, and then you got to move on because we're playing a very, very good Kansas City Chiefs team, obviously, at a place that's very difficult to play. So there hadn't been a whole lot of focus on anything other than getting ready for this one.
He's 35. You can still get better even if you're not at your peak athleticism, but have you seen his arm in terms of his strength and all that? Is it what it was when he was 30 when you got here? I guess he was 30 when you got here.
I haven't seen any drop-off in Ben. It's been the other way is what I've talked about, is I've seen him grow each and every year. And, you know, unfortunately, just how this year started, you know, we haven't quite any of us played really up to potential for a lot of different reasons. You know, it might be game, what's game situation, you know, have a lead or being, being a little on the safe side, a lot of different reasons. Last game, you know, was a bad game. But like I said, it's there's too much right now to think about with this Kansas City team to worry a whole bunch about things that I haven't seen.
Are you guys perhaps going to start running more in the red zone moving forward?
We're going to do what we think gives us the best chance to get the ball in the end zone. You know, last week, I think the first drive, we handed the ball off first and second down and got a four-yard run and I think a minus two. Now we're in third and eight. Next time down, we had a couple run-pass options that what the defense dictated was throwing the ball. You know, what we need to do is execute when we're down there. Everything gets magnified the tighter you get down into the red zone. So whether you're running it or throwing it, the little details become very, very critical. And if we miss some of those, which we have, you're gonna end up having to kick field goals and be disappointed. So the bottom line is we need to execute when we're down there, whether we're running or passing.
What a little detail. You're talking about a coverage maybe that's misread or how many guys are coming or the way you're executing your...
Detail of job assigned. You know, it may be one individual. It may be a different guy each play, but that has to do his job the way that he's supposed to or coached to do it.
Todd, your team ran the ball so well last year on that winning streak at the end and into the playoffs. How do you get back to that?
You know, we gotta play better in general. You know, we gotta do what I just said. We gotta score touchdowns, execute when we're down there, so we end up putting the ball in the end zone. You know, some of it is game driven. Like I said, you know, in the Jacksonville game, you know, I thought we were pretty well balanced and having success moving the football, running and throwing, and we had two-minute drives to end the half. Pretty quick move the football to start the third quarter, and had two quick turnovers for touchdowns that kind of ended any kind of balance. So you know, each game we're Baltimore, you know, it kind of went the way we wanted it to go, and the numbers played out 34 35 carries, whatever it was. So you know, that all comes down to us executing and playing the way we're supposed to play and doing the things we're supposed to do.
Todd, are there enough balls to go around on this offense? One week the receiver's upset because he didn't get a deep ball, then Le'Veon's saying basically we should have ran it more last week. I mean,
you know, I think you got to talk to all those guys to get those answers. You know, what we need to do is play better and coach better and win a game. You know, and this week is as important as any game we've had. You know, like I said, going on the road against a team that's 5-0 and a very, very difficult place to play, you know, we got our work cut out for us, so that has to be the focus. You know, we got an unselfish group, really. I've said that a number of times. I mean, you're going to see emotional reactions all the time in this game, but we got a group that wants to win, and that's what we need to do.
With Gilbert coming back and kicking Hubbard out to the jumbo tight end, how much can that help the run game?
Well, I think getting Gil back is huge. You know, I've said it. I think he's one of the best, if not the best, right tackle in the league, and he's playing at a high level. So anytime we have a guy like that on the field, it's good for us. You know, it allows a guy like Hub to show some of his versatility. That's good for us also. But the biggest thing, you know, Finn did a good job when he was in there, and Hub did a good job. But the biggest thing is, you know, you want your best players, and Gil's one of them. So I'd love to have him out there.
What the extra tight end, the tackle tight end, what does that do?
Different weeks, different defenses that you're seeing. Sometimes it balances up what could be a mismatch between a tight end and some of these big Calais Campbell type ends that can be very difficult to block.
Is Watson or even Connor in a power set an option when you get close to the goal line?
Yeah. I mean, we were in regular with Rosie a couple plays last week. You know, we had two receivers, two backs, including a fullback, which is a power alignment by our standards. But, you know, again, it's all situational driven. You know, the key for us is staying on schedule. You know, you don't want to end up in third and longs in the tight red when on a short field, because it's advantage defense and you're going to be swimming upstream. So the key is execute on first and second down. You're allowed to score on first down, which should have occurred probably last week if we executed properly. So stay out of those situations, and life will be a little more fun.
What are the options with Eli and Juju using them in different ways if they go to play?
Yeah, again, that's all. The Eli calls are all up to coach, you know, and that was a special team-driven thing. So Eli's working hard, as is all the guys. So if we got him, obviously he's shown over the last year and couple games that he can help us. So, and at the same time, I think all the guys, you know, Juju's continuing to grow and make plays for us. You know, we just need to do it on a consistent basis.
Now, within the red zone, is there a point that you reach where you go strictly run pass option? Is there a yard marker there that once you get there, it automatically becomes run pass for you guys?
I wouldn't divulge that, I don't think. You know, again, it's a week-to-week based on defenses we're seeing, based on the personnel groups we're in. There's a lot of factors. You know, there's sometimes they're not going to let you run where you have to throw it, so you have to have options. But there's other times where we can dictate to them. So, again, it's all defense and a weekly driven deal for us.
What are your concerns? I mean, Martavis, expressed some frustration to me after the game on Sunday in his own performance. He's not getting deep a lot. I mean, you run a lot of shallow stuff for him. The deep stuff, is that just going to come with time, or are we 4 or 5 weeks in? Should the rust be gone and we shouldn't be talking about?
I don't know. You're saying that. I'm not saying that. Martavis is, you can check the tape. Martavis has been down the field a lot. You may have seen balls thrown to him on shallows. But I remember a 50-yard play down our left sideline. I remember a long penalty. You know, there's many times that he's moving down the field. Again, defense is going to dictate whether some of those balls can be thrown. I can't speculate on his frustration. I've seen the kid working hard. I saw him against Baltimore make some real big plays for us to help us win. So, and he's out here working this week. So, like everybody else, we just got to get better.
When you can connect on those big plays, those pass plays downfield, how much does that open up the rest of the offense, whether it's the run game, the short pass game?
Well, it's big for us. It's been a big play. You know, when we're one of the top teams in chunk plays, which generally we have been over the last few years, you know, it's advantage us. You saw it on the first drive last week. We opened with a big play to Antonio, and we're down into the red pretty quick. It doesn't mean you don't have to execute all areas, but you know, when generally we're making flipping the field, it's good for us and gives us a chance to score points. But the bottom line is we still got to execute in all areas of the field at a high level, and especially as you get tighter, that becomes a requirement.
Because you did that last year when Kansas City visited Heinz Field. That was the play that kind of opened the floodgates going to San Diego.
Yeah, the first, it might have been the first play coming out, backed up. So a big play down the right sideline. So, again, most every pass we call, there is somebody running deep. You don't always see it because the ball doesn't go there, but the defense is going to dictate when you can let that ball go and not.
Has Martavis been doubled more this year than he was in 2015 last time he played?
I couldn't give you a good answer on that.
In the several years that you've had it then, have you at any point seen him change the throws that he attempts or actually can make?
No, I've seen the same guy and a guy that I think has continued to improve and get better at every stage. And, unfortunately right now it's a group effort and we just all have to be better.
If Martavis is a more prominent part of this offense, what does that do for the offense in terms of what he can do, in terms of opening things up for AB, for Le'Veon?
Well, it all works. It works together. When AB's getting a lot of attention, somebody else has to make plays, and vice versa. The more guys that take advantage of their opportunities, the better it is for everybody out on the field, starting with the quarterback.
All right.